Commissioner Nancy Miller is proposing new rules that she says would foster healthier civil servants and save the city money. Miller says smokers are more expensive to insure.
Folks that smoke are contributing a larger percentage of a drain on the city's health care system provision.
Residents are weighing in. On Wednesday, residents argued both sides of the issue before the city commission. Resident Curtis Baines is accusing the city of hindering the job prospects of Floridians.
So essentially we're going to exchange one box asking about criminality from another box and ask about non-criminality. Because as far as I know, as disgusting as it may be, smoking is still legal.
He was talking about the city's move to, quote, ban the box, where former convicts must self-identify to potential employers. Commissioner Nancy Miller says the city would try to persuade current employees to quit smoking. Only new hires would be affected.
So we have some very good cessation programs in the city, and so this just reemphasizes the fact that those are going to be available to people, and people are going to be encouraged to use those, and we're going to try to do everything we can to furnish people with what they need to quit.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show about 18% of Americans are smokers. Rules for smoking and employment vary across the country. Some states prohibit, quote, lifestyle discrimination, and others allow exemptions that exclude smoking as protected lifestyle. Even a few Florida counties, including Marion and Pinellas, have rules that limit smoking in government facilities and among workers. The commission voted to instruct city staff to further develop the policy. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robb.